The animation for the Real One Entertainment logo is shown. Presented by Real One Entertainment, a Champlain Media production. The title appears, Mistletoe Match. Aerial views of New York City are shown. The ground is covered in a blanket of snow. A group of people skate at a large outdoor rink. A woman wearing a long white sweater walks swiftly into an office building. She speaks into her cell phone.
Hi, this is Olivia Hayes with the Morning Tribune. I'm calling to confirm my interview with Mayor Galloway this evening. No problem. I'll hold. Perfect! 7 p.m. is great. I'm looking forward to it.
She tosses a crumpled piece of paper into the waste bin.
Oh! 5 days in a row!
You should play for the bees.
Those bums couldn't afford me.
So, who is that on the call? Was it a hot date for the office Christmas party?
Try an interview with the mayor. The only thing hot is going to be my headline flying off the press.
You're supposed to be my wing woman.
You don't need a wing woman.
Marcus waves at them through the office's glass wall. Tanya seems nervous.
I see the way Marcus looks at you. Trust me.
He barely knows that I even exist.
The meeting. Let's go.
Yeah, coming.
Several people meet in a boardroom.
Tanya, you will be covering the grand opening of the new art gallery on 14th. And very well done on your proposal. You really outdid yourself this time. Marcus, you will be covering the mayor's rumored resignation.
Actually, Lucille, that was my pitch. And the best part is I got him to agree to an interview.
Wonderful. You can pass all those details on to Marcus.
To Marcus? But what about...
Not to worry. I have your assignment right here. Now... Let's talk about timelines. Christmas is coming and we are working on some very tight deadlines, people. Tardiness will not be tolerated. First drafts are expected by email no later than 9 a.m. 1 week from today. Understood?
Olivia seems annoyed as she reads the mistletoe match invitation.
Yep.
Inside a large red brick house, a young girl sits at the table, filling out a crossword puzzle.
Christmas plant.
You almost ready to get going there, kiddo?
Pine tree. No. Holly. Poinsettia? Mistletoe.
What?
Nine across. Mistletoe. Now I'm ready to go.
Hey. Backpack.
Thanks.
The man, Thomas, hides his mistletoe match invitation.
Lucille? Hi, can we talk? It's about my assignment.
Yes. An expose on Manhattan's most famous Christmas matchmaking event. I'm excited to see what you uncover.
About that, I don't think I'm the right person for it. I'm not really into Christmas. Plus, I was under the impression that the Berlin position was still available.
Look, Olivia, this isn't some sort of punishment. The event promises a 90% success rate. I don't buy it. You're my top investigative journalist. If anyone can uncover the truth, it's you. So you're going. And if you do a good job, I will consider you for the position at the Berlin office. Got it?
I'm on it. Thanks, Lucille.
Thomas speaks to a group of students.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I said good afternoon, everyone. Yes. First, I need to thank you all for your great work last week. You did so well. We are now 25% on our way to our goal. And that's all because of you and your hard work, so thank you. And now for today, Craft Day. Today, you'll be creating the Hallowed Christmas Ornament. That's right. And once you finish your ornament, you'll bring it up here, and together, we will share in decorating our canvas. Christmas tree. Okay, hop to it. Let's go.
Thomas sits at his desk as a man approaches him.
All right, Thomas. Hand it over.
Hand what over?
The letter. I know you have it.
Ooh, okay.
Easy.
So it's in there.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
I thought I put it in here.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're having second thoughts. May I remind you, this was your idea.
What? Was it?
Yeah. I thought you said you were ready to get back out there and start dating again.
Ooh, did I? Look, I know, okay? I just, between work and Aaron and trying to secure enough donors to keep its arts program running, it's just, you know, maybe Christmas isn't the right time.
Okay. In all seriousness, I know it can't be easy to put yourself out there, especially after what you and Aaron have been through.
Aaron eavesdrops.
But I think you know deep down it's what Patty would have wanted. Plus, whatever the outcome, Mistletoe Match is a ton of fun. And if you're lucky, you just might meet a new love, like I did last year.
Fine. I haven't been able to open it.
Oh, I will open it. You know I will. Oh, my man! Time to dust off your best suit and dancing shoes. You are going to Mistletoe Match!
Aaron smiles, then continues working on her art project. Olivia is in her office. She stares at her laptop blankly.
Hey, I snagged some cookies from the break room.
Ugh, thank goodness for cookies.
I thought I'd give you a little boost.
Finally, something about Christmas I can get behind. This, on the other hand.
That bad, huh?
It's Christmas and love mixed into one. It's literally my nightmare.
Tanya leans over and peers at the laptop screen.
What? No way.
Yes way.
Lucille was one of last year's past participants. I guess things didn't exactly pan out in her favor.
My mind is blown right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes perfect sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Okay. That's Mia, the event's new coordinator. Claims she met the love of her life, Alfie, at the event last year.
Hmm.
I mean, check this out. The website says that 90% of participants are going to find their one true love. It's a total cash grab. Who better to profit off of than the hopelessly romantic? I just wish I didn't have to spend the next 2 weeks of my life trying to prove it. I really thought this was going to be my year. Now look at me.
On a cloudy day, Olivia enters a hotel lobby filled with Christmas decorations. She stops to observe a large Mistletoe Match poster as she records a voice memo on her phone.
Welcome to the 10th annual Mistletoe Match. Are you ready to find your one true love? Well, that's ironic, considering no one is here. Hello?
She stands at the front desk.
Hello? Does anyone work here?
Thomas enters the hotel.
Are you here for the event?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. Yes, I am. Unfortunately.
Excuse me?
Lead the way.
Okay, then. Follow me.
Thank you.
Are you working the event?
No. No. What makes you say that?
You just don't seem very excited to be here, is all.
My apologies. I guess I'm not very good with excitement.
Well, it's supposed to be fun.
Fun? I mean, if you think exploiting the holidays is... I don't mean that exactly. I mean more like taking advantage of the holidays to force people... I mean, to entice people into believing they're making an emotional connection is fun. Then, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Well, Mistletoe Match appears to be thriving, so they must be doing something right, you know?
And what is it that you think they're doing right, exactly?
Well, for starters, they're really attracting an open-minded and eager clientele.
Yeah, well, that's me.
Olivia.
I'm just not a huge fan of Christmas. And I don't believe in forcing love. You know, it has to happen naturally.
Then why are you here?
If you don't mind me asking.
I do, actually.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Almost forgot. The service here has been impeccable. Seriously, 5 stars.
She hands Thomas a $5 bill, then she walks away. She enters a room filled with people. An employee takes her coat.
Oh, thank you so much.
Everyone else in the room is wearing bold-patterned Christmas sweaters. A sign by the door reads, "'Tis the season to eat, drink, and be fashionably ugly. Choose a sweater and join the fun."
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
She looks through the rack of sweaters and chooses one with the image of a cat on it.
Cats. All right, gather around, everyone. Hi, welcome. I'm Mia, your host, and I am very excited to welcome you all to the 10th annual Mistletoe Match. Yes, this is a matchmaking event, and yes, 90% of you will find love. But it's also so much more than that. Every evening, you will receive a surprise email with the next Mistletoe Match meetup. I'll give you a hint. Classic holiday traditions inspire all 7 of our secret events. Now, what do you say we make this year's success rate 100%? Our first event is a real crowd pleaser, decorating gingerbread houses. Your sweater twin will be your partner. So good luck and have fun.
Thomas also wears a Christmas sweater with a cat on it.
Oh boy, what are the odds?
What?
Mm-hmm. Cats.
Are you here for the event?
Mm-hmm.
You're not the concierge.
No.
Then why didn't you say something? Mm-hmm. And you took my money.
Yeah. Well, $5 is $5. Plus, I kind of have a feeling like I'm going to earn it.
They sit across from one another at a small table and decorate opposite sides of a gingerbread house.
Oh, whoa. What are you doing? Hmm? I thought we were doing a Winter Wonderland theme here. Blues and whites.
Well, what's the point in art if you can't improvise a little?
You've been improvising?
You haven't?
No. It's okay. I can fix this.
You sure take gingerbread decorating pretty seriously for someone who hates Christmas.
No, I didn't say I hate Christmas. I said Christmas isn't my thing.
Eager, open-minded, and competitive. Look at us getting to know each other.
Well, since we're getting to know each other, you should probably know that it wasn't my idea to sign up. I was forced into it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I also am a little skeptical about being here. My friend Alfie actually signed me up.
Like Mia's Alfie?
Yeah.
They met at the event last year, right?
Yeah, I guess they thought it worked for them, so it should work for me, too. To be honest, I'm a little doubtful.
Right? I mean, do they really expect us to believe that? As far as I'm concerned, they just got lucky.
I guess we'll see.
I guess we will.
You tipped him?
Yep. After I almost completely blew my cover. Thankfully, I convinced him that a friend forced me to sign up.
Well, as far as he's concerned, you're just another stubborn woman who won't admit that she's ready to find love.
You don't find love. Love finds you. Mm-hmm. I mean, picking the same ugly Christmas sweater doesn't make you soulmates.
Or does it?
It's tomorrow's event details. Speed dating event.
That is exactly what you need.
I swear you're enjoying my suffering way too much.
No, Liv. Speed dating is basically interviewing. It's the perfect way to gather the information about the other participants.
You're right. Finally, something I'm good at.
Mia enters a decorated banquet hall carrying a stack of papers.
Welcome to day 2 of Mistletoe Match, everyone. Don't worry, this isn't your typical speed dating event. These are Christmas questionnaires. Your answers to these questionnaires will be used as conversation starters for our speed dating session. And don't forget, the person with the most match answers to your questionnaire will be your partner for our next secret event.
Olivia pulls out a chair. Thomas quickly sits in it.
Ooh, thank you. So kind. You know what, actually, this is better. It's better. It's my back. You know, it's more supportive.
He repeatedly steals her chair. She gives him a stern look.
I apologize. Just having a little bit of fun.
He gestures for her to sit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who said Chilbury's dead anyhow, right? Okay, then.
She pulls his chair out from under him.
It's good. It's funny. Yeah.
Your favorite Christmas dessert.
Thomas observes Olivia's questionnaire as she fills it out.
I don't think carrot cake is a Christmas dessert.
Says who? Keep your eyes off my test.
You're lucky it's not a test, otherwise you'd really need my help.
Let the speed dating begin.
Couples sit across from one another at a long table.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Thomas.
So, what brings you to Mistletoe Match?
Okay, that was fun. Great. Hi, Thomas.
Olivia.
You're related to Santa.
Sorry, your grandmother got run over by a what?
No, I think your rendition of the Chipmunk song is quite charming, actually. Thomas.
Olivia.
Which do I prefer?
Garland.
Tinsel. Definitely tinsel.
The women stay seated as the men swap seats.
Olivia.
Chris.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name's Thomas.
Wow, Thomas, firm handshake. I'm Vanessa, but you can call me Nessa or Nessie if you want, or Vanessa's fine.
What about starting with our favorite Christmas joke?
Sure, yeah. What do you call a broke Santa? Saint Nicholas.
I don't know if you've ever been to Costa Rica. Oh, but it is just the most wonderful place in the whole world. I'm actually planning on having my wedding there.
Wow, that's really good. I'm an accountant, so I've never... Can I write that down?
Tropical flowers, bare feet in the sand, sun on my face.
It's Nicholas. Because it's less.
Because he's broke.
That's good. That is really good.
And you have pets?
A cat, yes. We had a cat for a while, but it passed away.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I work in accounting. Are you familiar with spreadsheets?
Spreadsheet? Like numbers?
Actually, I color code things. I go red, orange, yellow, I go red, orange, purple, green, red, blue.
Do you want to have kids at any point?
I have a daughter, actually.
You have a kid? Oh, yeah. Just what, tiny, like a little
no.
Baby?
You know,
right.
Accounting stuff.
Oh,
bad accountant. Mm. Like me, because I'm an accountant, so.
Olivia and Thomas are unimpressed by their partners. Later, Olivia records a voice memo on her phone.
Dentist, lawyer, pilot, accountant. They are certainly covering all their bases.
Ooh, I didn't realize there was an all-you-can-eat buffet over here.
You again.
Olivia loads her plate with cookies.
Okay, then. Good. Oh, no. No. Hey, pretend like we're getting along, okay?
What?
Improvise.
Thomas.
Oh. Yeah.
Great.
I really enjoy that.
Yes, I'm just so happy that we're both fans of postmodern art. Yeah. Did you hear about the gallery opening up on the 14th?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Great. Would you maybe want to go check out the exhibit next week?
Yeah.
Since we just have so much in common.
That sounds like fun.
I don't know.
Are you hiding from her?
Maybe a little bit, right? She's very nice, but just a lot.
I feel ya.
There's just so much pressure on this thing. Whoever we match with today is gonna be our partner for the next event. Is it too late to back out of it now?
Olivia sees Chris from across the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey!
She quickly turns back toward Thomas.
I have an idea.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Yes, right? What if we pretend to like each other?
Ouch.
Oh, no. If people think that we're a match, then we don't have to get, you know, partnered up with any of the others.
No, I don't think this is a very good idea.
Listen, we don't want to be here, right?
Right.
You don't want to be mingling with strangers anymore. I definitely don't want to be mistletoe matched with anyone, period. It'll work. We'll coast through the next 2 weeks together. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your acting skills?
And I was like, have you ever even been to Costa Rica?
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Oh, I'm really enjoying myself.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
They shake hands. Mia stands by the door as the guests leave.
Thank you so much. We'll see you. Okay.
Chris, Vanessa, hi.
Hi.
Oh, Chris and Vanessa, I like it.
This was really good, though. We had a really great
This is a bad idea. I can't do this.
Wait, no. You are not backing out of me now. We'll be fine.
I just rigged our answers, so according to this, we are compatible.
Mia knows me very well, okay? She's gonna see right through this and right through that.
Well, I didn't say this was gonna be easy.
No, you said it was gonna be easy peasy.
Hi, you two.
Okay, fine. We need to cover our bases. Pizza, thick crust or thin?
Thin, hands down. New York style's the only way to go.
No, thick and stuffed with cheese, always.
Hey, how are you?
What'd you do for work?
I'm a journalist for the Morning Tribune. What do you do?
A journalist? Wow. Well, I'm a middle school arts teacher. I also run an after-school arts program at the Brooklyn Community Center.
Thomas.
Mia.
Olivia.
Hi.
Hi. I take it your Mistletoe Match experience is off to a strong start?
Oh, it sure is.
Mm-hmm.
We really have so many similarities. Mm-hmm. I did not expect to hit it off so soon. What did you say?
Yes.
That is so great. Anyway, I'll see you two tomorrow.
You sure will.
Mia gives them an odd look as they rush out of the room.
What did I say? Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Hey,
Dad.
Kiddo. How was volunteering at the community center with Uncle Alfie?
Good, yeah. I helped him decorate the whole entire lobby. It's much more festive now.
And more hands make light work.
They do, yeah.
Who's this?
I'm Erin. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Olivia.
It's Olivia. I'm Alfie.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
They all look around awkwardly.
Well, we should probably get going. Yeah?
Yeah, I need to go as well. Alfie.
Huh?
Hey, babe.
Mwah. It's about ready. I'm just going to get my stuff. And then I'm so excited for our Christmas movie marathon.
But I can't.
What? Is everything okay?
I'm so sorry, Mia. I completely forgot. I was just about to jet. I've got all kinds of errands to run. Can I get a rain check?
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
Kate, you're the best. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Mia seems upset.
I guess it's time to go, so.
We'll walk you out.
Oh, thank you. Let me just grab my stuff and then I'll meet you.
Okay, great. We'll just be at the front doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye.
Everyone but Olivia leaves.
Mia and Alfie. Does Mistletoe Match lead to lasting love?
Olivia watches as Mia rushes out of the building.
I guess we'll see.
At night, Tanya and Olivia talk.
Did you convince Lucille to change her assignment or something?
Even better. I found a foolproof way to coast through Mistletoe Match. I found my angle.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thomas Cade.
Mr. Sweater Dude?
Yep. We're gonna pretend to be a match, so you don't have to get matched with anyone else. Plus, by fake matching, I'm proving once again that Mistletoe Match is a sham.
Yeah, but doesn't Thomas want to find love?
Well, I pitched it to him and he agreed.
Okay, well, he technically doesn't know what he's agreeing to.
It's a mutually beneficial deal. Don't worry. Plus, get this. He's best friends with Mia and Alfie, one of the supposed success stories from Mistletoe Match. Thomas is the perfect in for me to uncover the truth about their relationship.
Okay, back up. Why do I think this is not going to end well? You and Thomas hardly know each other.
Well, I know enough. He's a decent guy. He's got a wonderful daughter. And we're partnered up for the next event, so there's no turning back now.
I mean, as if your scheme wasn't risky enough, he's a single dad.
Olivia frowns. In the daytime, Olivia walks through a snowy park.
Another day, another matchmaking event. To what end will Mistletoe Match go to exploit Christmas and orchestrate love? It's time to find out.
Today's small group challenge is all about communication. Behind me, there are two undecorated snowmen. One person from each team will be blindfolded, and the other person will help guide their partner with verbal instructions only to find their snowman's clothing, which I will be placing across the field. Ta-da! There's a hat, scarf, mittens, and a carrot nose. Team one, your snowman is wearing blue, and team two, red. The first team to dress their snowman wins.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious you should be wearing the blindfold.
Agreed.
Oh. Nope. That's you.
This is a communication challenge. I'm a journalist. I'm great with words. You're an artist. You're good at decorating things.
What? But I'll be blindfolded.
Exactly. Less chance you'll have to improvise.
Okay.
People like my improvisation. I'll let you know.
Not everyone.
Three, two, one.
I got the carrot!
Hurry! Yes!
Thomas quickly dresses the snowman.
The carrot! And the blue team wins! Forcing connection through shared success and shared defeat. Well played, Mistletoe Match.
Well played.
Olivia tries to take a photo of the snowman. Mia suddenly appears behind her.
Want me to take your photo?
No.
Oh, I was just...
Come on.
Thomas, get in there with Liv. You two killed it today, and you need to document it.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Thomas and Olivia pose side by side.
Scooch a little closer. Scoochie. Yeah.
I think we're just gonna have to go for it.
All righty then.
Say hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Later, Olivia and Thomas stand by the snack table.
3, 2, 1.
Should we place bets on who we think will win?
Sure. My bet is on that guy.
Okay. I'll go with Team Blue, the underdog. The loser buys the winner pizza. I am so hungry at this point, I would even give your stuffed crust a shot.
I never thought I'd be turning down my stuffed crust, but I've actually got to get home early tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. You got big Christmas plans?
No, actually, I'm applying to a grant for my arts program, and tonight's the deadline.
What grant?
It's the Brooklyn Creates Arts Grant.
Oh, yeah. That's a really great initiative. Make sure you include testimonials from the kids. The grant committee is a huge sucker for that kind of thing.
Wait. You're familiar.
Yeah, I actually wrote an article about it for the paper. How a community arts grant changes lives.
Changes lives. I like that. Can I steal that?
Yeah, I could put in a good word for you with the grant committee.
Really? That would be amazing.
Of course. It's the least I can do. For the community.
That night, Thomas sits on his couch with his laptop.
Olivia Haynes.
He startles as Aaron appears.
Hey, you ready for the Christmas movie marathon on Channel 6?
Yeah, perfect timing. I'm just about finished here.
What you doing?
Oh, I just finished up that grant application.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Olivia Haynes?
It's research, right? She wrote this article about...
Yeah.
She's a journalist for the Morning Tribune.
Oh, I love the Morning Tribune. No wonder you have a crush on her.
What? No.
It's okay, Dad. Internet stalking your crush is perfectly normal.
Tanya rushes into Olivia's office and presses her back to the wall. Marcus passes by in the hallway.
Tell me when the coast is clear.
What? Are you still trying to hide from Marcus?
Girl, what happened to trying to get his attention?
And I did. And then I panicked and I froze and... You know what? I'm just gonna lay low for just a little bit until he forgets the whole thing.
Okay.
So, how is the exposé coming along?
Well, it's coming. I'm gathering a lot of information, but no solid evidence yet.
I do have my headline, though. Christmas Match or Christmas Cash Grab?
Nice.
Thank you. Who is that?
Oh, this is just research.
Is that
Thomas? You didn't tell me he was hot.
Okay, this changes everything.
Okay, this is Thomas's art program, and he's applying for that grant I wrote about last year. And I said I'd put in a good word for him with the grant committee.
That's nice of you. Okay, so tell me again why you're pretending to match with him. I mean, he seems like a total catch.
Well, you know that I'm not interested in love right now. And if I were, I'm gonna be in Berlin sometime in the new year. You know, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, that's why I came in. Lucille changed the deadline. She wants drafts due end of day tomorrow.
Wait, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she know that I'm busy playing in the snow and decorating gingerbread?
Olivia walks through the park.
Day 4 of Mistletoe Match. What do sports and love have in common? Can an exercise-induced mood boost create a false sense of connection? And if so, can that connection endure?
Mia is in a snowshoe booth. She paces nervously as she looks down at her phone.
Hey, Mia.
Hello?
Oh, Olivia. Sorry about that.
Hi. Let me get you all signed in. If I could just find my sign-in sheet. Oh, I swear I just had it a second ago.
She frowns at her phone.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, just the usual. It's just a bit tricky coordinating Alfie and my schedule, especially during the holidays.
I'm sure. I can't imagine you have a lot of downtime lately.
Yeah, and with Alfie's new schedule at the community center, he's just been working a lot of overtime.
Oh, really?
You know what? I think I left it on a clipboard in my truck. I will be right back.
Okay.
Mia leaves. Olivia looks around discreetly, then begins to rifle through the papers in the booth. She opens a folder and finds a document with the list of names, email addresses, and phone numbers of the Mistletoe Match participants. She tries to take a picture, but is interrupted.
Hey.
Oops.
Oh.
Oh.
Oopsies.
Thanks.
That's a lot of phone numbers. What is all this?
I don't know. I was just helping Mia find a clipboard.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing we were here. That's a lot of sensitive information. We wouldn't want it falling into the wrong hands.
No, we would not. Okay, where were we? Thomas and Olivia. You both chose snowshoeing. Hmm. Okay, that's for you.
And for you.
All right, thank you.
Paired up together again. What are the odds?
Olivia and Thomas smile awkwardly.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
See you later, Mia.
Have fun. Hi, James and Samantha. So let me guess. You left Colorado, came to New York, and fell in love with the lights and the energy.
Yeah, I just really fell in love with all of it, you know? Although, I won't lie, there was a bit of time after Aaron's mother passed when I was thinking about moving back to Colorado.
They snowshoe through a snowy trail.
I'm so sorry, Thomas.
Oh, no, it's just... I just wanted to get out of town, you know, shake things up a bit, expose Aaron to something new. I guess that's probably why I wasn't so into the whole mistletoe match thing at the beginning. Anyway, enough about me. What about you? Why are you so anti-Christmas, huh?
I wasn't always anti-Christmas. I don't know, I just... The busier I got... Christmas just isn't top of my priority list anymore.
They see a fire pit, and beside it is a bench and a picnic basket.
What is this?
Wow. Mia's really kicked up the romance.
Right? I mean... This is all a little overboard, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. Why don't we just get back to the loop, you know? We're starting to get in a real good rhythm there.
I mean, we should take the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
For the road.
For the road. Don't want to be wasteful.
No.
A sign reads Olivia and Thomas.
I don't know. The fire looks really nice and I'm a little cold. You just want to sit and enjoy it here, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
They sit together on the bench and drink hot chocolate from a thermos.
To faking love.
Faking love?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I mean, who says sitting around a campfire has to be romantic anyway, right?
Right? Joke's on them.
Joke is totally on them.
He puts a blanket over their laps.
Oh, what's that?
Thomas finds an envelope.
Conversation starters.
Huh. Mia thinks of everything, doesn't she?
Doesn't she? Who is your childhood hero? What is your go-to karaoke song?
That is important.
Oh, this is a good one. What do you love about your career?
Well, there's a lot that I love. But if I had to pick one specifically, I'd say I love how unpredictable it can be. You never know where or how you're going to uncover a story, but they're always out there somewhere waiting to be discovered.
And how do you do that?
Discover them, I mean.
Through research, mainly. Meeting people, talking to them. Inspiration is everywhere.
I knew it. That makes a lot of sense.
Knew what?
That's why you're such a good listener.
We should probably get going.
Yeah. Shoot.
S'more for the road?
S'more the merrier. Oh, I should get this. It could be Aaron. Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I can hardly believe it. I got through to the next round for the grant committee. Yeah, I've got a meeting with them tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh, I knew you would get through.
Better stop that.
Stop what?
Well, we're only supposed to be pretending to get along, remember?
Olivia smiles. Later, they return their snowshoes to Mia's booth.
Hey.
Hi. Ah, thank you. Just right there.
Hey, you haven't heard from Alfie, have you? He was supposed to drop off Aaron like 15 minutes ago.
He was?
Yeah.
Right. He was. I will let you know when I see him.
Okay.
Hi. Hi. Just grab these. Thank you so much.
Maybe he's running late. Mia did say that he's been keeping busy at the community center. Apparently he's doing a bunch of overtime.
Overtime? That's weird. He has been acting odd lately.
Did you hear that?
Okay. Go for it.
I know that giggle.
Let's go.
Alfie and Aaron jump out of the trees and start throwing snowballs at Thomas and Olivia. Everyone joins in on the snowball fight.
You okay over there?
I'm not so sure I am.
I don't think so.
That was epic.
You two were ruthless.
Wind up! Woo! Oh, I gotta run, but I will catch you two tomorrow night at the community center, right?
Oh, no, unfortunately not.
How come? What's wrong?
It's good news, actually. My grant got through to the next phase of the application process.
Oh, that is great news. Congrats.
Thanks. It is. But unfortunately, it means we're going to have to cancel class for tomorrow night.
What? We can't cancel. It's Christmas. Maybe Alfie could fill in for you, like he did when you got your wisdom teeth removed?
No. Sorry, tomorrow night? I can't. Because after work, I gotta go pick up a big shipment from the post office of books.
The books.
Yeah.
How about Olivia?
Oh, me? No, I'm sorry. I'm not really a teacher.
Why not? You could teach us about writing. Please?
Aaron. You know it's not polite to put people on the spot like that. Plus, I'm sure Olivia has a very busy schedule, right?
I mean, we do have a few days off from Mistletoe Match. I could prepare something. You know what? Sure. Yeah, why not?
You would do that.
I would love to.
Yes. We'll see you tomorrow then, 6 p.m. sharp.
I will be there.
Amazing. Coming, Mia! See you soon.
Olivia is at her house, looking through a box of old items.
Oh.
She finds a picture of herself as a child, sitting beside a Christmas tree, with presents.
Oh, wow.
In another childhood picture, she's sitting in a pile of stuffed animals.
I remember Ruff Ruff. Why I want to be a writer. A plus.
She looks through a few old writing assignments. One is titled Sunday Scoop and is formatted to resemble a newspaper article.
Believe in the magic. My favorite Christmas tradition, going to see the Christmas tree. Cookies are the best food in the world. This is still true.
She smiles until she sees who is calling.
Lucille, hi, how are you?
Olivia, I'm glad I could reach you. Just finished reading your article.
And?
And I like it. Could be better.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very open to suggestions, though.
I want you to shift the focus of your mistletoe match investigation.
Me and Alfie are great, but this Thomas character is much more intriguing.
You know, the one you've been using to prove the event's a sham.
Well, I mean, using is a bit of a strong word.
Single dad looking for love.
It's high stakes. I want you to dig deeper. Why is he really there?
How's he coping? He has a daughter to protect. If Mistletoe Match can't find him his one true love,
it's really going to hit home with readers. Keep up the excellent work, Olivia.
Thank you, Lucille. I really appreciate that feedback.
Later, Olivia stands in Thomas's classroom and speaks to the students.
Hello, everyone. I'm Olivia, and I'm going to be taking over for Thomas tonight. Tonight's class is about writing. Writing is... it's an art. Just like painting or sculpting, it's a way of expressing yourself and communicating the stories that matter to you.
She works for the Morning Tribune.
Now, before we dive in, I wanted to start with a little activity called brainstorming. Brainstorming is a very important part of the writing process. It helps loosen up the mind, leads to new ideas. And in keeping with the Christmas theme, our prompt will be my favorite Christmas traditions. I want you to write down on these cue cards as many words or phrases that come to mind when you think about that prompt. Okay? Okay, go. Whatever comes to mind. You don't have to write full sentences, just words or names of a Christmas song. Your favorite Christmas movie. Okay. Now for your assignment. Over the next week, you're going to be writing about what Christmas means to you. Now, there's no rules, okay? It can be fiction or nonfiction. And next week, we'll read them aloud to each other in class. Sound good? Okay, let's open up our books, start writing. I hope the brainstorming helped.
Olivia kneels down beside Aaron's desk.
Hey, Aaron. Are you okay?
I don't know. My dad runs the art program, so everybody expects me to be creative and talented like him.
Don't put so much pressure on yourself. It'll come.
What if it doesn't? What if I have writer's block?
You know, over the years, I learned a little trick. You write like no one is ever gonna read it. This is your chance to experiment. You find your writing style over time. Just takes practice.
When did you find yours?
When I started my own community newspaper.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It was, especially at first. But I didn't do it because I had to. I did it because I enjoyed it.
I wish I could enjoy writing like you do.
Oh, you can. Trust me. That blank page is no match for Aaron Cade. Just write what you know. Start there. See what comes out.
Thomas smiles as he watches from the doorway.
So, how'd it go?
I think it went really well, actually.
Yeah, they're going to be sending a representative from the committee to come audit our next class.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean, what?
And I think if that goes well, then we should be in serious contention for the money.
No problem. pressure?
Hey, don't forget what I told you. You're not writing for them, you are writing for you.
I'll meet you in the lobby. I have a lot of work to do.
Okay then.
Aaron leaves.
I take it tonight's class went well then?
Oh, your kids are amazing. You know, I really wish I had a place like this when I was growing up.
Thanks. That means a lot. Oh, my phone's buzzing away.
They look at their phones.
What does Mistletoe Match have in store for us on day 5?
Oh, cookie swap in the ballroom.
Yeah?
Uh-oh. We have to bring a tray of homemade cookies.
What? Why? Uh-oh. Every time I see you, you have a cookie in your hand.
Eating them is my strength. Baking them, not so much.
Oh. Well, you know what? I think Aaron and I could help you out with that. Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't need to do that.
Oh, yeah. No. We've got all the baking stuff at our house. You come by. We're going to do it anyways. Plus, I think all the work you've done for us, we should really pay you back a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
I will,
text me.
Text.
Yeah.
I will text you my address.
Okay.
The house, my house address.
Yeah. Bye, Thomas.
Bye, Olivia. Bye. What am I doing?
At the house, Aaron is mixing batter in a large bowl. She leaves the kitchen to answer the door. Thomas ties a Christmas apron around his waist.
Hi.
Peppermint. Chocolate.
No. Don't forget the extra whip.
Olivia enters carrying hot chocolates.
So this is where we hang our stockings, and that calendar is how we keep track of how many days are left until Christmas.
Oh. You two certainly go all out.
What can I say? We love Christmas.
Who's ready for some baking therapy?
You have no idea.
Good. Come on. This one's for you. And this one is for you.
Oh, thank you. Beverage?
Oh, thank you.
What are we making? You want to switch?
Read my mind.
They sit at a low table and put icing on the cookies.
See what I mean? He's good at everything.
What are you talking about? Everything you touch turns to gold.
You're my dad. You have to say that.
No, I think he's right about that one. And that reminds me, I have something to show you.
Olivia pulls her childhood writing assignment out of her bag.
Everyone has to get their start somewhere.
Wow, was that your Christmas tree? It's huge.
Yep. That was the year we got a tree so big, it barely fit through the door. That's one of the greatest things about being a writer. You get to preserve memories for yourself and for future generations.
Will you read what I've written for my story so far? My dad says it's great, but he says everything's great, so I need an honest perspective.
I'd love to.
Aaron leaves the room.
You did not write this.
I know. It's hard to believe I made so many spelling mistakes.
No, that's not what I mean. This was clearly written by someone who loves Christmas. Wait, does that mean that there might be hope for you yet?
Maybe. Or maybe that's just all the cookies talking.
Olivia Hayes is warming up to Christmas. Now that's a headline.
Thomas, there's something I actually wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, good. There's actually something I've been wanting to talk to you about, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, I've been quite embarrassed about this. But since you've been so honest and open with me from the beginning, I kind of think I should.
What is it?
Well, Alfie didn't sign me up for Mistletoe Match. I signed myself up. I thought I was ready to find love again. But then that night when I showed up, I got cold feet, I guess. And then you appeared, and well, you're just my perfect out. So I took it. But now, funny enough, I'm really enjoying myself. A lot. And I really think Aaron has too. It's pretty obvious that she's just really taken to you. Yeah, I just thought I should apologize. to you, and well, if you're upset with me, I would totally understand.
No, I'm not upset. I've actually been really enjoying myself too.
Aaron returns.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Okay, Aaron, what do you have for me?
Okay.
Thomas smiles. Later, Tanya and Olivia are at Olivia's house.
Lucille called the other night. She likes my mistletoe match article,
but she thinks it can be better.
She wants me to change everything.
Okay, well, what's her angle?
Thomas, a single dad struggles to find love, and mistletoe match lets him down. What was wrong with my angle? Mia and Alfie struggling to make it work 1 year after the events. I was this close to breaking that story.
I know.
I really thought this was going to be easy. I had a plan, impress Lucille and get to Berlin. And now, I don't know anymore. How far is too far?
I mean, the only person that can make that call is you. What is the story that you want to tell?
Tanya smiles, nods, then reaches toward the cookie tin. Olivia quickly slaps the back of Tanya's hand. Alfie speaks on the phone as Thomas approaches him.
Yeah, perfect. Let's go with that one. Yeah, it's her favorite song. great. Can I call you back? Yeah, okay, bye. Thomas!
Hey, Alf. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Stage looks great. You really did a good job setting everything up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, kids' Christmas concert's got to be big this year.
Yeah, awesome. I didn't happen to interrupt you there, did I?
Nope, not at all.
Good.
They are in a room filled with musical instruments. Alfie nervously plucks at the strings of a cello.
I know something's up.
What? Why would you say that?
Oh, I don't know, just because you're so subtle about everything. Yeah, no one suspects you of anything currently. Okay, I'm your best friend, Alf. I know when something's up. What's going on, man? All right, you can tell me anything.
Okay. All right, come here. I was gonna wait until tomorrow, until everything was confirmed, but this just arrived this morning. I'm planning on proposing to Mia tomorrow night at the Mistletoe Match Christmas Eve Gala. It's been so much work getting everything arranged, but now it's all finally coming together.
Oh, man, what a relief.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Right, you've been acting completely insane. I'm pretty sure Mia thinks that you're about to break up with her.
What? Why would she think that?
I don't know. Maybe because you've been ignoring her, giving her the runaround. Why wouldn't she think that?
I have not been ignoring her. I have been trying to plan the perfect secret proposal.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was supposed to be the perfect secret proposal, but now what is it going to be, Thomas? What am I supposed to do?
It's going to be okay, buddy.
She thinks that I'm going to leave her.
Hey, it'll be fine. All right, I'll help you out. I'm here for you. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be good. We'll make a plan. Everything will be fine. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Just promise me one thing.
Anything.
No more secrets.
I will promise if you promise.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What do you mean, me?
Spill the beans. What's going on with you and Olivia?
Just Olivia.
You're falling for her.
Hey, I would not say falling, okay? But things are going okay.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, who would have thought pretending to like each other actually worked out?
Mm-hmm. What? What did you just say?
Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah. Talk about secrets. You have a lot of explaining to do. You've got a lot of explaining to do, my friend.
Yeah.
Olivia enters the large decorated hall, carrying a gift-wrapped tin of cookies. Thomas smiles as she enters the room. Everyone in the room is holding their own tin of cookies.
Olivia, hey, hi. Can I talk to you? Just for a sec.
Okay.
It's about Chris. I can't stop thinking about him. I mean, but we're so different.
Psst, Thomas.
On so many levels.
Chris?
What do I do?
Well, maybe being different isn't such a bad thing.
You okay?
Just don't stare. Can you see if Vanessa's looking over here?
Well, I feel like...
You know, don't overthink it.
No. You're good. She's talking with Olivia right now.
Okay.
What's going on?
2 tickets to the Nutcracker Ballet tonight. I want to ask Vanessa to go with me.
Well, that's great.
No, you don't understand. I have no idea if she likes ballet. And I'm not good with rejection. Family history. What if she says no?
I highly doubt that's going to be the only thing that she says.
That's true. You're right. I'm going to do it.
You should. Go do it right now.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, maybe being different isn't such a bad thing.
See, there's this guy named Dave when I was in middle school. And he invited me to go bowling, but then he actually didn't show up to the bowling.
Hey, Vanessa.
Oh. Hey. Hi.
Hi.
She looks at Chris's cookies.
Are those?
Galletas Marias. Yeah, I remember you mentioning you were craving them, so. Here, have a little piece of Costa Rica.
You know how I love Costa Rica.
I've heard so many times.
Oh, look at us. The unmatchable become matchmakers. You would have thought, huh?
Vanessa and Chris hug.
They'll get closer over time, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
Across the room, Mia seems anxious.
Uh-oh. Are Mia and Alfie still on the rocks?
Not exactly. Look, this is highly confidential information, obviously. But Alfie's actually been planning his proposal to Mia this whole time. Right, that's why he's been acting so weird. And he's gonna do it at the Christmas Eve gala.
Wow, I did not see that one coming.
No, neither did I. You know, secrets and relationships just do not mix.
Yeah, she looks really stressed.
Yeah, well, I would be too if I was in her shoes. Although I don't think hers would fit me.
Olivia seems lost in thought.
You okay?
Yeah. I just wish there was a way we could help them.
Yeah.
Hey. What if we use our new matchmaking skills to help Alfie surprise Mia? We could do a romantic dinner.
At the community center? After hours.
That's perfect. She'll never see that coming.
That's so good. I'm going to call Alfie right now and set the whole thing up. Liv, you're a lifesaver.
Thomas leaves. Olivia pulls out her phone and records a voice memo.
Mia and Alfie, does mistletoe match lead to lasting love? Well, it just might.
Olivia and Aaron have set up a small table on a stage in an auditorium. The table has been decorated with candles and red roses.
Isn't this breathtaking?
Okay, repeat after me. I will not act suspiciously.
I will not act suspiciously.
I will be cool and I will be calm.
I will be cool and I will be calm.
I will be no more abnormally awkward than usual.
I will be no more abnormally awkward than usual.
Oh, she's here.
And then today, at Mistletoe Match, I mean, the couples are really, they're just really bonding, and I'm so happy with everything that we've planned together, you know?
I'm sorry, I forgot that I had to do something real quick.
Oh, okay, well, Alf, that actually reminds me, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Sure. Hold that thought, okay?
It's been on my mind for a bit.
Alfie turns on a light which illuminates the small table and its surroundings. The back wall of the stage is covered with sparkling red and gold streamers.
Alfie? What is this?
For you, Minette.
Did you do this?
Look, I know that I have been really, really busy lately, okay? And I just wanted to say that I'm sorry.
Oh, Alfie.
Thank you.
This is so beautiful.
You did this all by yourself.
Did I do it on my own? I might have had just a teensy-weensy little bit of help.
Oh, okay. Good evening, sir, madame. May I start you off with anything to drink?
Yes, please.
Me too? Yep, absolutely. Yep. Couldn't find better help than this. Well.
Mia and Alfie embrace as they dance slowly on stage. Olivia and Thomas enter the empty auditorium and sit in the audience.
Come on, right here.
Shh.
last few days have been full of surprises.
I'm so happy things worked out with Mia and Alfie.
Me too.
Alfie dips Mia.
Oh, okay. Alfie's got some moves.
I may have taught him a thing or two.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You don't believe me?
No.
Thomas holds his hand out, and Olivia takes it. They stand in the aisle between the seats and they dance.
Okay, show off. Okay.
Thomas dips Olivia and holds her there.
Maybe I was wrong about Mistletoe Match.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe it works for some people.
I can't be alone with this cake any longer. Dessert is served.
Thomas and Olivia have jumped away from one another nervously. The sun rises over the New York City skyline. Olivia finds Thomas in his classroom.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I was caught up at work.
No, no, it's all good. You made it. That's all that matters. It's good. We're good. It's good.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Fine. Fine. Super fine, actually. Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is all going to go according to plan. Okay, you got this. We got this.
We got this. Mm-hmm. What if she doesn't like hot chocolate?
My goodness, does it ever smell good in here.
Lisa, thank you for coming. Welcome.
It is so good to see you again, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. And you as well, Olivia. How wonderful it is to see one of our city's top journalists getting involved with our community's youth.
Well, how could I resist? Thomas's program is unlike anything I've ever seen.
So I've heard. Ooh, a hot chocolate bar. Knew that smell was familiar. Don't mind if I do.
Please, please. She likes hot chocolate.
Of course she likes hot chocolate. Who doesn't like hot chocolate?
I know. Good evening, artist. Thank you for coming tonight. Love having you here, as always. Tonight, I know that some of us might be a little bit nervous about sharing our stories with the class, but I just wanted to remind you all that this here is a safe space.
And non-judgmental.
Thank you for reminding me.
And sharing your art can be just as fulfilling as creating it. Sometimes even more so. And if there's anything I've learned this Christmas, it's that being open-hearted always pays off.
Well said. Okay, and now to business. Which one of you fine folks would like to share your story with us first?
Erin raises her hand.
We've got our first volunteer.
Okay.
Come on, Erin. Just take your time, okay? When you're ready.
Thomas, Olivia, Lisa, and the other students watch as Erin presents.
My favorite Christmas memory isn't exactly what you think. It's not snowball fights in the park or decorating cookies with friends. No. My favorite Christmas memory is the time my dad burnt the Christmas turkey. Maybe it's because 15 people were about to knock on our door, or maybe it was my mom frantically waving a dish towel next to the smoke detector like she was a helicopter trying to take off. Either way, we were stuck in a tricky situation. But as I'm sure you all know, sometimes it's these moments that can lead us on the adventure of a lifetime. And that is where my story begins.
Later, the event ends and people are leaving the class.
Well, that's an idea.
Yeah. You should tell
him. I will. Thank you.
Hey, nice job. Seriously, way to make me proud.
Couldn't have done it without you, Teach.
Teach? Yeah, I could get used to that.
Lisa leaves.
So?
She said she'll be in touch. It's good.
That's really good.
I think it's really
good.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes. She also happened to say that she would like us to submit some of the class's writing for their monthly newsletter. Starting with yours.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A published author already. Yeah, I knew you were going places.
I have to go tell Alfie.
Erin leaves.
You know what this means.
We get to take the leftover hot chocolate home with us?
No. Well, yes, but no, that's not what I meant. What I meant is that if this ends up going well, I'll owe you. It's a big time.
Very big time.
No, but in all seriousness, we really couldn't have done this without you.
Well, actually, I should be the one thanking you. I had no idea that teaching could be so rewarding. I see why you're always so happy.
I have been pretty happy lately, haven't I?
I guess we both have.
At the office, Lucille and Tanya walk swiftly down the hallway.
No, they can't do that.
Well, actually, Lucille, they have no choice. The gallery was counting on that funding for the Christmas Eve grand opening, and now they have to push the grand opening to the end of January.
You know how I feel about last-minute changes, Tanya.
I do. Huh.
Looks like we're going to need a new piece for the arts and culture section. I want a new pitch on my desk first thing. Now, be a dear and tell Olivia to join me in my office. Now!
On it. Liv!
Olivia's office is empty. Olivia sits at her table at home, drinking a coffee. She answers the phone.
Hey, Tam, what's up?
Oh, you know, can a girl call her bestie first thing in the morning? What'd you have for breakfast?
Coffee. You?
I had eggs 3 hours ago. Liv, please tell me that you're in the elevator right now.
Oh, my gosh. I was up all night working on this article. I totally lost track of time.
You think? Lucille's been asking for you, and she wants to see you in her office like now.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there. Can you just cover for me?
Be quick. There's only so long I could hold down the fort. It's a heavy one. Especially today.
Okay, I will be right there.
Bye.
Thomas steps onto his front porch and gathers the morning newspaper. He flips through it as he walks through his house. Erin stands with her arms crossed and gives Thomas a stern look.
What do you think you're doing?
Just doing some reading, catching up on local news and whatnot.
If you're looking for Olivia's column, it doesn't come out until Saturday.
How'd you know that?
Because, unlike you, I actually read the newspaper. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a crossword puzzle to do.
Just can't get nothing by you, can I?
Thomas answers his phone.
Hi, Thomas here.
Thomas, hi. It's Lisa from the Brooklyn Creates Arts Grant Committee. How are you?
Good, Lisa. How are you doing?
I wanted to call you as soon as I found out. I think you should hear this from me. The mayor resigned this morning, which means the city has suspended all non-essential spending.
But the arts program is essential, though, right, Lisa?
In my opinion, yes. However, the city has decided, against our recommendations, to postpone the program until after the election. I know this isn't the news you were hoping for. I do encourage you, however, to reapply in the new year. Your program was our top contender.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I will. Yes, very good. Have a good day.
Erin sits at the dining room table with the newspaper's crossword puzzle.
A 7-letter word for navigates in a blizzard? Oh, man.
Well, you're not going to give up, are you?
I don't give up. I'm a Cade. I just need to clear my mind.
Thomas takes a seat.
I feel ya.
There's always one hint that I can't solve. It's like every pathway I try just leads to a dead end.
Well, maybe we gotta start thinking outside the box.
No, we need to think outside the boxes. It's a 7-letter word.
Can I use your phone for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Hang on. What for?
I need to call Olivia.
Wait, why are you calling Olivia?
She'll know the answer. She does work for the Morning Tribune after all.
That's it! You! Oh, you're a genius. Let's go. I'm losing my stuff. It's all over.
Don't get too excited. It's only a crossword puzzle.
Let's go. I'll drop you with Uncle Alfie on the way.
It went straight to voicemail.
That's fine. It's good. We've solved it. You're amazing. Let's go.
I am so close. I can literally smell Tony's pizza.
Okay, first you're late, and now you're taunting me with pizza? Uh-oh.
code tall, dark, and handsome.
Tanya, just ask Marcus that already.
No, not my tall, dark, and handsome. Your tall, dark, and handsome. Mr. Ugly Sweater Dude is here.
What? Thomas? Why?
I don't know. Probably to see you.
Okay.
Show him to my desk and I'll be right there, okay?
Good idea.
The less visible he is, the better.
Yeah.
Tanya approaches Thomas in the office lobby.
Hey, you're here to see Olivia?
Yeah.
I'll take you to her office.
Okay.
Did you get to see the full moon this morning? I mean, I got up at 4 a.m., so I'm not sure if you saw it. But anyways, this is Olivia's desk. You are more than welcome to sit there. She'll be here any minute.
Okay, sure.
Make yourself comfortable.
Thomas sits at Olivia's desk.
How about I get you something to read to pass the time? Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
That's right. She's got everyone fooled. Yeah, that's right. Mistletoe Match. Yep, she's even pretending to hit it off with some poor schmuck to prove the event's a sham. Oh, yes, I think she'll be the perfect addition to the Berlin team. Wonderful. We'll be in touch. Olivia, you will not believe who just... You're not Olivia.
No. No, I'm not.
I hope you like crosswords, because it's the Christmas edition.
Okay, Tanya, who is this?
Oh, I'm just some poor schmuck. Don't worry, I'll show myself out.
Okay, where is Olivia? I told you to send her to my office an hour ago.
Yes, and I was going to tell you that she needed to...
She what?
As Thomas enters one elevator, Olivia emerges from another. Thomas leaves and Olivia rushes into her office.
Why is everyone acting so weird today?
It's a full moon. You know what they say about full moons. And they get a little crazy.
Olivia, where have you been?
You know what?
Never mind. Follow me. We have a lot to discuss.
What?
I don't have all day.
Olivia follows Lucille. Olivia sits nervously in Lucille's office.
I know it's not the exposé that I was assigned, but...
Oh, dear. You know how I feel about surprises, Olivia.
I do. More than anyone.
How could I not see this coming?
I'm sorry if I let you down, Lucille, but I had to be honest with myself and our readers. I understand if you no longer want to consider me for the Berlin promotion.
Hi. Yes. No. It's about the front page story. Move kittens at Christmas to page 6. I've got something better. I'm sorry. You were saying?
I was apologizing.
You should be sorry. Why didn't you tell me this sooner? This is some of your best work, Olivia.
You like it?
Do you know what keeps people reading even more than a juicy exposé? Love, especially at Christmas. Congratulations, Olivia. You just made the front page.
Olivia grins. That night at the hotel, Mia speaks at a podium.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to day 6 of Mistletoe Match, our final event before the grand finale at the Christmas Eve Gala. Tonight is all about seeing how well you've gotten to know one another.
You've reached Thomas Cade. Please leave a message.
I like to call two truths and a lie. But of course, there's a Mistletoe Match twist. Instead of sharing facts about yourself, each one of you must get up and share two truths and a lie about your partner. Then
I've been trying to get a hold of you all day. I really need to talk.
I think I've heard enough, actually.
Thomas, you're up first. Thomas will be sharing two truths and a lie about Olivia.
Okay.
Thomas approaches the podium.
Well, where to begin? Well, she's full of surprises. Miss Olivia Hayes. Yeah. Her favorite food group is cookies. Yeah. Shortbread, gingerbread, snickerdoodles, oatmeal raisin, you name it, she'll eat it. Yeah. Secondly, we actually met outside those doors right there. And She thought I was the concierge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tipped me $5. Mm-hmm. Even then, there was just... there's something about her, you know? Made me want to get to know her better. Third.
Wow.
Well, Olivia came here to find love. Like we all did. And she was just so open and honest with me from the very beginning that she really made that process easy. It was fun. She really was the perfect mistletoe match.
So you tell me what are the truths and what's the lie. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Thomas. Our next person for this evening is...
Thomas, come on, wait. I can explain.
Save your breath, Liv. All right, I'll just read about it in the paper.
You don't understand. Anything that you heard is not true, or it's not true anymore. You just need
were
to
you,
let me...
Were you or were you not here to write an undercover expose about mistletoe match for the Morning Tribune?
I was. Okay, I'm so sorry.
I heard your boss say it herself, right? You had us all fooled. Mia, Alfie, me, Aaron. How could you just lie to us like that?
I didn't have a choice, okay? Lucille put me on the assignment. But over time, things changed.
I had you into my house. I introduced you to my daughter. Look, I know, I get it, okay? We both agreed to pretend to like each other. That's fine. But I don't know, somewhere over the 2 weeks, it got real for me. And I guess I'm just a big dummy because, I don't know, I thought they got real for you too.
It did. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was wrong about mistletoe match.
No, Olivia. You were right. Mistletoe match doesn't work. You got what you wanted. You won. Good luck in Berlin.
Thomas leaves. Late that night, Olivia and Tanya are in Olivia's office.
I finally open myself up to love, and then I go and I ruin it.
You know, people make mistakes. Sometimes big ones. You need to apologize, and you can make it up for it.
That's gonna be pretty difficult, considering it was the last event before the gala.
Well, there's a couple days before Christmas Eve, so you have some time.
What are you working on?
The art gallery I was writing about postponed its grand opening. So now I have T-minus 10 hours to write something new.
What happened?
The mayor resigned. So the city postponed all non-essential spending, including some of the funding programs, right before Christmas too.
Olivia quickly types into her laptop.
Oh my God.
The Brooklyn Creates Arts Grant website has a message which reads, "This year's application processing has been postponed."
That's why he was here.
What?
Thomas's arts program, it depended on that money. Now they're in trouble.
Ugh, talk about a rough day.
I think I know how to help him. Can I pitch you a story?
On a sunny day in New York City, Thomas is in his classroom gathering art easels. He smiles as he sees Aaron's creative writing report pinned to the class's bulletin board. He answers his phone.
Hello, Thomas Gade speaking.
He approaches Alfie as he speaks.
That's great, Roger. No, thank you. Uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, you will be hearing from
yeah.
him. Thank you.
Absolutely. I will let him know you called. Thanks. Bye.
Alf, you will not believe this. Right, I just got off the phone with someone who wants to donate to the arts program.
You have no idea. My phone is ringing off the hook. Every person on that list wants to donate. I got four more on hold as we speak. Brooklyn Community Center, this is Alfie. Thanks for holding.
Dad, you have to see this.
What is this?
It gets better.
Aaron hands him a copy of the Morning Tribune.
Look.
Thomas and Olivia are on the front cover. Inside, an article title reads, "Beloved Arts Program Needs Our Help."
Wow.
Guests are extravagantly dressed for the Mistletoe Match Christmas Gala. Olivia wears a long red dress. Dashing through the snow in one horse open stare. Tanya brings Olivia a glass of champagne.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Any signs of Thomas?
Not yet. It doesn't matter anyway. He's not going to talk for me.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, he has to be around here somewhere.
Okay, there they are. You have to talk to her, man. You can't ignore her all night.
She doesn't want to talk to me. I wouldn't even let her explain herself.
So what? It's Christmas Eve. It's the last night of Mistletoe Match. Now's your chance to make things right.
Thomas nervously peers at Olivia from behind a Christmas tree. Marcus walks by.
What in the... Did you fight Marcus? Liv? Okay, I may have mentioned something, but when I told him that you'd be here, he jumped at the idea of coming.
I told you he likes you.
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
You must be Tanya.
Hey. Oh, so nice to meet you.
Liv.
Okay. Mwah. I wanted to thank you both. This year was a really big opportunity for me to be able to prove myself. And thanks to you and your article, we've had a record-breaking amount of participants for next year.
Well, there's no story without you, Mia. All of this, it's because of you.
Thanks, Liv.
Well, you two enjoy the evening, and I will see you later.
Yeah.
Aaron hides behind another Christmas tree, holding a walkie-talkie.
Hi.
Hi. Alfie.
Alfie, the sleigh has left in her soul.
She's on the move.
Roger that, Aaron.
Okay, trust me. You don't want to leave anything on the table. You will regret it. Wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, let's do this. Go time. Excuse me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If I could have your attention, please.
Please.
Just one second. Welcome to the Mistletoe Match Christmas Eve Gala. Yay! Yay!
Alfie, what are you doing?
Just trust me, okay?
What?
Just trust me. Come,
okay.
Come. Stand over here. You look so beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks.
365 days ago, I was standing in this very room, and I was nervous. Kind of like I am right now, right? But there was this girl. She came in later than everyone else, but her smile lit up the room. I remember wishing right there that she and I would be a match. And we had our differences, but I just knew in my heart that she was everything that I had ever hoped to find. Even her quirks, which can make me a little crazy, as you can see. even her quirks, I love. She makes me come alive. She knows the perfect song for every occasion. She makes the perfect latte.
For you.
And she brings out the best in everyone. Especially me. And thankfully, she is a lot braver than I am. Because 365 days ago, she asked me to dance.
A musician enters the room slowly as she plays the violin.
Tonight, it's my turn to ask her something.
Alfie takes out a small red box.
Okay, there it is. Mia.
He kneels.
Will you marry me?
Oh!
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Alfie places the ring on Mia's finger. They kiss. The floor fills with couples as they all begin to dance. Alfie and Mia are at the center. Alfie leans his forehead against Mia's.
Now your story isn't over yet. Oh, what the heck? Why do I have to leave?
Tanya asks Marcus to dance. He smiles and nods.
Home. Here I am, hanging up the silver lights, dreaming you were here tonight, sitting right here by my side, baby, next Christmas.
Thomas crosses the dance floor and approaches Olivia.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey. You look stunning.
Thank you.
Love your article. And I really need to apologize.
Why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything wrong.
The other night, I overreacted.
I should have let you explain yourself, but I didn't, and I...
No, I should be the one apologizing. I should have been honest with you when I started developing feelings for you. There's so much more to love in life than just finding the next big headline.
What do you mean?
Well, I was wondering if you needed a new creative writing mentor for your arts program.
Like a partnership?
Yeah. Because I think we make a pretty good team.
I think we're more than a great team. I think we're a mistletoe match.
They look up and realize that they are standing beneath mistletoe. They laugh, then kiss.
Here I am, hanging up the silver lights, dreaming you were here tonight, sitting right here by my side, baby, next Christmas, you'll be here with me, putting up that Christmas tree.
Scenes of Olivia and Thomas dancing are shown. Erin stands at her lookout by the Christmas tree, puts on her glasses, then smiles at Thomas. Tanya dances with Marcus. Vanessa performs disco dance moves with Chris. Alfie dances with Mia slowly, still with his forehead pressed against hers. Credits. Directed by Graham Campbell. Written by Jessica L. Randall. Starring Elena Juatko, Ryan Bruce, Anna Maria Damara, Vaz Saranga, and Diana Gwiller. Video description. Defuse. Thank you.